This is Pro Blogger.
Have you lost your blogging groove? It's really easy to do, particularly in the middle of the year when so many other aspects of life compete for your attention and where motivation can sometimes go missing. If your blog is feeling a little stagnant, then today is for you. In fact, this whole week is for you because this episode starts a week-long daily series of podcasts that's all about getting back into the groove of creating great, regular content for your blog. My name's Darren. I'm the founder of ProBlogger, and today I want to kick off 7 days to getting back your blogging groove. You can find today's show notes with links and all the information about this special challenge and the Facebook group that I've started up to help us run this challenge over on today's show notes at problogger.com/podcast/137.
Creating great content. Finding an audience. Building engagement. Monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
So most bloggers lose their blogging groove at one time or another. For sometimes it's because life gets busy. In other cases, they feel like they've run out of things to say or that they've said everything before. In other cases, it's because they're not seeing the results that they were hoping for. Their expectations don't meet the reality, and sometimes it's just not flowing. And when these things happen, one of the first things to be impacted is our content. And this is something I've been through many times before. And I'm sure most of you listening, if you've been blogging for even just a few months, can relate. Sometimes the quality of our content is impacted, and other times it's the quantity and regularity of our content. And for many of us, it's both. Now, this happens to us all as bloggers. And sometimes to get back on track, we need a little help to give our blogs a bit of intense attention, an intense burst of attention to get things firing up again. Now, I remember when this first happened to me, the first time I had a blogging slump back in 2003. I'd been blogging for about 6 months, and after taking a 2-week holiday with Vanessa, I came back to my blog feeling completely out of the routine and also feeling a bit disillusioned with the progress that I'd made in those first 6 months. You know, the first 6 months of your blog is typically a pretty slow, hard slog. I wondered at that point whether I should give up and found it really hard to get back going again after that break. I was particularly finding it hard to come up with ideas for the blog posts that I wanted to write. Now, I got on to the phone with a friend who was also a blogger. This friend actually had emailed me and said that they'd noticed I hadn't been posting and wondered if everything was okay. And so I got on the phone with him. I explained my feelings and told him that I was thinking about giving up. He pretty much gave me a rev up. He told me to get back on my blogging horse. I remember those words. And when I explained to him that I was just really struggling to come up with topics to write about, he offered to help. And what he offered to do was to come up with 10 blog post ideas that I should write over the next couple of weeks. He said, "Trust me, I'll choose something that's relevant to what you're writing about, what I think you can write about, but 10 topics, I guess." It was almost like an editor saying to a reporter, "Go and write this article." Now, this is something that appealed to me because I was struggling to come up with ideas and I was up for the challenge. There was something about working with someone else to help get going again that really did help me a lot. Now, I have to admit, his suggestions stretched me quite a bit. Some of the things that he suggested I wrote, I would never have naturally come up with myself. But because I felt a bit accountable to him, I decided to push through. And I did all 10 posts over the next 12 days, which actually was more than I'd ever been writing before. I used to only write a few days a week at that particular point. Before I knew it, I was back in the groove. It's this experience that gave me the idea for this next week of challenges that I want to issue you.
You're listening to ProBlogger.
Here's the challenge that I've got for you. Whether you're feeling disillusioned, uninspired, uncreative, or maybe just a little bored with your blog, over the next week, I want to invite you to tune into this podcast for a series of short daily challenges to create some great pieces of content. Here's how it's going to work. every day at 7 p.m. Australian time, and I'll tell you how that relates to the different time zones in a moment, I'm going to publish a new short podcast that will issue you with a challenge to create a piece of content in the next 24 hours. Now, if that's too much for you, you don't have to do it within 24 hours. That's just what I'm telling people to do. But if you want to take it slower, you can. Each day, I'm going to suggest a particular style of post to write. And I'm going to share a few tips on how you might like to tackle it in the show notes and in the podcast itself. And I'll give you a few examples as well of posts that I've written in that style and other people have written as well. So the challenge is threefold. You have to do three things to fully participate in this. Firstly, come up with a topic that's relevant for your readers and write a post or create a piece of content in that style and publish it, if you can, on your blog on that day. That's the first part. That's the main part. This is a content creation challenge. It's to help you get back in the groove of creating content. The second thing I'd love you to do is once you've written and published the post, the next part of the challenge is to share it with everyone else doing the challenge. Now, to do this, I've set up a Facebook group that will be a temporary group. This is something that I don't know will continue beyond the end of this week. It's purely for those of you who want to participate in this, and we've already had over 400 people sign up for it, and I haven't even announced what we're doing yet. The idea of the group is to keep us a bit accountable to this challenge, to support each other through it, to help us to get to know each other, and who knows, out of this type of challenge, I've seen collaborations appear and friendships start as well. So it's really to keep us accountable, to give each other a bit of support, and it might just help you to find a few new readers and connect with some other bloggers who might be in your niche as well. I'm already seeing that in the Facebook group, people saying, hey, I blog about that too, let's talk. So to join this Facebook group, there will be a link in today's show notes at problogger.com/podcast/137, or you can do a search on Facebook right now for ProBlogger Challenge Group. And it should hopefully come up in the results. But again, they're on the show notes. There'll be a link to it. So first part, you've got to write a piece of content or create a piece of content. Doesn't have to be written. I'll talk about that in a moment. Secondly, I want you to come into the Facebook group and share that piece of content that you've written so that we can see it. And this will help everyone because it will give us another example of that style of content. But it might also just drive a little bit of traffic to you. And the third thing that I would love you to do is to commit to reading at least four or five other posts that other people in the challenge have written. You know, if we can all visit four or five posts a day, maybe more if you like, and show a little support to the other participants, we're all going to get a little bit more traffic and we're all going to get a few more comments, hopefully, on our blog. And if you see a post that you really like, share it. Share it on your social network and pay forward the love. Hopefully, as a result of all this, we'll all get a little bit more traffic and we'll all learn a bit more and ultimately get back in that blogging groove.
Creating great content and building your audience. This is ProBlogger.
Again, to be clear, I'm going to suggest a style of post for you to create, a style of piece of content. You choose the topic that will be relevant to your audience. Now, some of the styles that I'm going to suggest are going to be very easy for you to do because you will have already written in those styles. In fact, you might already write all your posts in that style. But some of them may take you into new territory. They may stretch you a little. And that may be a bit uncomfortable for you, but I encourage you to push through because you might just find in being stretched to write a new type of post that you find a new post that might be a regular part of your blog. Now, I know some of you are listening to this and going, I cannot create seven pieces of content in 7 days. Now, I completely get that. Life is busy. I will say that some of the things that I'm going to suggest are fairly easy to do. Some of them are heavier than others. So you may find some of them you can whip out pretty quickly, but some of them you may need to take a bit more time on. So you might like to spread this challenge out a little bit further. That's totally fine. You can do it over 10 days or 14 days or 20 days. I'll keep the Facebook group live for at least a month so that you can get through it. Now, if you're listening to this and the challenge has already finished, and a lot of our podcast episodes do get listened to, you know, months or years after I create them, that's totally fine. All you really need to do is work through the next 7 episodes of this podcast in order, and you can do it in your own time. You may even like to find another blogger that you can do it with to support one another through it as well. My hope with this challenge is that in pushing yourself to create 7 pieces of content in 7 days or 10 days or whatever you choose to do it over, that it will help you to get back into that creative groove. Perhaps rediscover your love for blogging. Perhaps find a new style of post that you can continue to produce. I guess another thing I do want to say is that you can use this challenge to create different mediums of content as well. So you may choose to write all of your blog posts, and that's totally fine. Most of the things I'm going to share with you, I do have a written piece of content in mind that I have written in the past, but all 7 things that I'm going to suggest over the next 7 days could equally be done as a video, as a podcast, or in some other form of content, whether it be an infographic or something else. So be as creative as you like. You might want to challenge yourself to do 7 videos. You might want to challenge yourself to do 1 podcast, 1 video, and 5 blog posts. It's totally up to you. I'm really excited about this next week. I actually did this same challenge with a few differences about 5 or 6 years ago now on ProBlogger, and it brought all kinds of opportunities out for those who participated. And I'm really excited to see what will happen over the next week.
How to build and monetize your blog. This is ProBlogger.
So here's what I would encourage you to do to prepare for tomorrow's first challenge. I suggest that you do 3 things. Firstly, join the Facebook group. Search on Facebook for ProBlogger Challenge Group or find the link on today's show notes. Second thing I encourage you to do is subscribe to this podcast if you're not already to get notified of when each episode goes live. The episodes will go live at 7 p.m. Eastern Australian time. I'm in Melbourne. That's 7 p.m. Melbourne time if you're in Australia. It doesn't really matter if you're not awake right then. It's going to come up. I think it's like 2 a.m. in LA, 5 a.m. in New York, 10 a.m. if you're in London, 5 p.m. if you're in Singapore, 2:30 in the afternoon if you're in Delhi. I think they're the times, at least. It doesn't really matter if you're not there right at that moment. Just from when you hear that podcast, give yourself a 24-hour deadline to get a piece of content out. So make sure you're subscribed, make sure you're in the Facebook group, and if you can, clear a little bit of time over the next week. Every day for the next week, there'll be 7 more episodes to listen to the podcast. I'll try and keep them to 10 or so minutes, and then to create a blog post. So create a little time if you can. And lastly, if you do get a little bit behind over the next 7 days, I totally understand that. Life goes on. We have families, we have work, we have other commitments. That's totally fine. Take your time through it. And remember, this can be done later as well. You may want to come back to this, or you may be finding this for the first time when it's already finished, and that's totally fine to work through the next 7 episodes at your own pace. Okay, so join the Facebook group, ProBlogger Challenge Group. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast to get notified when they come through, and clear a little time in your diary each day over the next day to be able to participate in this challenge. And I guess lastly, once you've joined that Facebook group, introduce yourself there. I've pinned at the top of that group a little place where you can introduce yourself, and it's amazing to see the variety of bloggers that we've got coming in from all over the world and participating. Lastly, this is completely free. I'm not going to sell anything to you at the end of this. It's completely free. It's really for me, from my perspective, to help me to build a bit of community amongst the ProBlogger readership, and to get to know you a bit more as well, and to see what you do. I really get a lot out of just reading the posts that you write, and that gives me all kinds of ideas for future content as well. Thanks for listening. Look forward to connecting with you in the Facebook group over the next 7 days, and excited to see where this might lead for all of us. Thanks for listening. I'll chat with you tomorrow, 24 hours from now.
You've been listening to ProBlogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at ProBlogger. Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger or search ProBlogger on iTunes.
This episode of the ProBlogger podcast was edited by the team at Podcast Motor, who offer a great range of services, including helping you to set up and launch your podcast, as well as ongoing editing and production of the podcast that you produce. You can check them out at podcastmotor.com.